Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A winter weather advisory is in effect until midnight. The AccuWeather forecast, cloudy with snow at times, up to an inch of accumulation is possible, a low of 32. Later this year, the Sturtevant Police Department will join those with the K-9 unit. At last night's continual committee meeting, Police Chief Sean Marschke said the value of having a K-9 unit is well known. He said it will be a few more months before the K-9 hits the road for the first time.
Officer Pertee has been working with the dog that has been selected. Neither of them are ready to go on duty, but they have been training, and things are working well. If things stay on course and with your approval, the dog should be ready by June-ish or so.
Through fundraising efforts since 2015, the department has raised $20,000 to purchase and train a dog. And police officer Tanya Pertee has been assigned to the K-9 unit. She's already working with Rhea, the German Shepherd puppy being trained by Racine Police K-9 officer Steve Beal, the owner of Patriot K-9 LLC. The village board will formally approve the contract for a dog and her training at the regular meeting in 2 weeks. The Racine Education Association wants more information from the Unified School District regarding high-stakes standardized testing. President Angelina Cruz telling the school board their first open records request back in November received a timely response. Cruz said the second open records request is the cost to taxpayers for the high-stakes standardized testing.
We look forward to continued engagement with all involved stakeholders to address this very important issue in the best way possible for the kids of the community, for teaching and learning. To be clear, it's our intent to work collaboratively with educators, parents, administrators, and community groups to continue to improve the educational outcomes for the children of RUSD.
The REA believes the amount of testing required of students in certain grades has gotten excessive, while noting the 2016-17 budget includes almost $169,000 to cover what's known as the MAP test. There will be no changes to the Kenosha Unified School Board policy governing citizen comments, the board failing to move the item to the next board meeting for a second reading. The discussions about changing the policy grew out of frustration with a speaker who has been regularly attending school board meetings to loudly accuse certain district staff members of corruption. Several speakers at last night's meeting said the policy should not be altered. Zachary Jacobs said the policy allows the board to avoid dealing with issues of concern to the public.
Wording of the revisions as it stands essentially gives the board the power to avoid discussing any issue that the board does not want discussed, and that is very troubling.
The proposed policy would have limited comments to items on the agenda, prohibited many non-district residents from speaking, and given the board president more power to prohibit someone from speaking. Board member Rebecca Stevens said the board was trying to solve a problem but went in the wrong direction.
When you do speak, it should be respectful, and we should not be singling out employees ever, and that it is our due diligence to stop that from happening.
Board members indicated they felt the existing policy could be used to deal with any problems at meetings. Racine firefighters were called out after 1 o'clock this morning to a citizen report of something burning near 16th and Racine Streets and discovered smoke coming out of 620 Racine from a fire inside what a news release says was a garage at a small car dealership. The fire was contained to the garage itself, but crews had to scramble around the old building to put out flames they could see while also checking for extension even at the roof line. The fire was declared under control at the two-hour mark. Damage came to an estimated $18,000, but how it started it is still undetermined. At one point, a transformer on the property apparently exploded. Meanwhile, Kenosha fire crews were dispatched about 7:30 last night to a fire reported inside the second floor bedroom of a home at 1312 60th Street. The occupants evacuated without incident as additional personnel and equipment were sent to help. The cause of the fire appears to have been an unattended candle. No dollar amount of the damage has been reported. A car stopped in the southbound lanes of 100th Avenue in Summers with no lights turned on turned out to be stolen, and four people were taken into custody for a variety of charges. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 2000 block of 100th Avenue early Tuesday morning and found the car parked on the roadway with four people inside, three of them asleep. Deputies soon determined the car had been reported stolen in Oshkosh late last week. A search of the car yielded drug paraphernalia related to the use of methamphetamine and electronics that it's believed were also stolen. Two of the people and the car, both 23 years old, are facing charges of operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. They, along with two others who are 44 and 45 years old, are charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. The Oshkosh Police Department is also involved in the investigation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.